So this past week, we were at camp. For those of you who aren't aware, that since a transition in our church to becoming Thrive Church, we took over doing our own camp for kids ages 8 to 13. Those are the first pictures when you came in. And I snapped a picture, and I sent it to Julie over here because it's her grandkids, and there was somebody else, in the Nita's granddaughter. They're all sitting in the booth together, and I'm looking and going, I remember when that was their parents. I think I might be getting old, okay? And she confirmed that I am. So thank you, Julie, for confirming that for me this week. But that's what the church is all about. That was a nice snapshot for me to say, we're on the right track. We're doing well. We are on the direction that God wants us to, because we watch those things happen and we see the next generation being reached. Because after all, what is the faith of the next generation worth? It's worth everything. It's worth everything. And that's why we have done what we have done. Now, I have really fond memories of when this building was getting built. The day after Thanksgiving, because we were praying hard, okay? When you start a construction project that late, it's in the fall and we're going, man, we need some good weather. So the day after Thanksgiving, I don't know how Rick talked me into this stuff, okay? I got rubber boots on and we're standing in here. It's like 60 degrees the day after Thanksgiving, pumping the concrete floor, you know, raking concrete all day, okay? I don't know how he talked me into that, but that was a blast, just having that done, seeing those different things happen, watching the walls go up. It was amazing. God was so good to us, having everything get, you know, kind of sealed up and cinched up before it really got cold, and we were able to complete it. It was a great time to celebrate, and now we're celebrating once again God's goodness and his faithfulness. And I want to make sure, and that's what I want to start with, that we're remembering that, so that this is about the goodness of God. This is not just coming together and patting ourselves on the back and aren't we great and aren't we special and look what we did. It's really celebrating the goodness of God, that God is good and what he does is good, as David wrote. He says, you are good and you do good. And part of the reason we celebrate, part of the reason the Israelites celebrate and God had them celebrate, is because he needed them to have reminders, you are good. You get nothing else out of today. I want you to walk away and say, God is good. He is good. And we're celebrating that kind of goodness and faithfulness that God has had for us. Next year, this church will be 60 years old. You know, that's not considerably old in you know, the idea of a church. There's a lot of churches in town that are older than that. And we've just asked God to continue to work and continue to do some amazing things. But today's about really remembering that God is good. David also wrote, one generation will praise your deeds to another and tell about your mighty acts. Really important the kids are here today. Why? We want them to know why. Why we did this. Why this is done. Why it's here. Why we made this push to get it paid off and complete that task. Why we did all of that? Because we, as a generation, must always be speaking into the next generation. Otherwise, you have a judge's situation where it says the next generation grew up and they had no idea who God was. And worse than that, they had no idea what he had done for their own country. I want every kid in here to know what God has done for our church, because you're going to tell it to the next generation of what God has done. That's really, really important. So part of celebrating today is also say God is good, and we're going to push that goodness out into the next generation and do whatever we can to make sure that we reach the next generation. That's really important for us as a church. We celebrate so that we remember the goodness of God. But it's not always great. It's not always works out perfect. I hope you all understand that. That's life. That there are moments that you have struggles and there's moments you wonder. Part of the reason the elders talked about, man, could we get this paid off? Could we see this accomplished? Is that over the last few years, I've heard a phrase. It's come out of my mouth quite a bit and I don't like it, okay? And we've had to say it as a board. And we've also, I think, times had to say it as a church over the last few years because of where we were and financially, okay? And that's the phrase, we can't. We can't. Now, Dave highlighted all the things that we have been able to do. But there's a lot of things over the last few years that frankly, as we got together and kind of looked at finances and looked at budgets, went, we can't. We can't. We want to, we desire to, but we can't. And I hope you've seen maybe just even a little bit of that turning over the last couple years, especially over doing the Heal House project last year, okay? That was a moment where, forget about we can't, we have to, okay? This was really important to our mission and what we are about. And none of us wanted to, and it's just we looked at our numbers, we looked at what we had, and we're like, I'm not sure we can do that. So we really can't right now. So today, I want us to launch us in a brand new direction, if I can. I want us to change, and you got to understand, I'm speaking much to myself as anybody else, okay? Because a lot of times the first we can't is for me, okay? How are we going to do that? I've seen the numbers. I've seen how it pans out. I'm not sure we can do that, okay? So I'm speaking as much to me and to my leadership as to anybody else in the room. But if we can all get this, okay, it's going to help us to gain some momentum of what I believe God wants to do. So if I can, moving forward, I'd like to introduce you to some weekends, okay? Some weekends, we're going to, okay? That we're going to try to drop the knot, okay? We're just going to try to get rid of it and push it to the side, and we're going to see what God might do in us and through us moving forward. The first one is we can reach our community for Christ. We can. It's the whole purpose of the church. Purpose of the church is not to create a country club, not to create a civic organization, okay? It is to reach people for Jesus. And the language we've been using around here, and it's not been very long, so I know we've all got to learn it and pump it into us, okay? That we're reaching the nuns, the duns, and the undones. We're reaching people with no faith at all. They have no idea who Jesus is. That group gets bigger and bigger in our own country every day. The duns, the people who have either had a bad experience at church, okay, had something difficult happen to them and they walked away, or worse, have had something happen personally and they didn't know what else to do. They had no lens which to see their pain through. And our tendency is if we don't know how to process our pain, we look upward and we blame him. We blame God. That it's somehow God's fault. And we become a dun. I was part of it, okay, but this happened. This took place. Some of your stories in here this morning, if you could tell us, you would tell us about your dun moments, okay? You would tell us about things that happened in your life. You would talk about things that have happened in churches you've been a part of. And we want to make sure that we're reaching the nuns, the duns, and the undones, okay? Our people's life has just totally thrown them a curveball, has messed them up, and they just need help getting back. So you got to understand, when we started this language, and then last Memorial Day, when we got an opportunity to partner with the Heal House and do a room, and that's what that organization is all about. It was like, oh yeah, that's just a yes. I don't know what the elders are going to say, but it's a yes, okay? We got to do that. We got to do that. That was one of those, okay, there's just no can't in it. We've got to be able to do this because this is all about our mission and this is all about what we are about. The next can. We can reach the next generation. We can reach the next generation. The stair step has started, and it started long ago, okay, in some of the older generations that are here today, where the stair step of generations moving away from God continues, okay? So we've gone from generations that had a 75%, faith's important, I'm involved in the church, I'm following Jesus, to now our latest generation is down to about 18%. We can do better than that. We can reach the next generation. It's not impossible. It's not too hard. We can do it. In fact, we just spent the last week saying we can do it. We can reach them. We can find ways to connect with them. We can help them and lead them in a growing relationship with Christ. We absolutely can do that, and we are committed to doing that. And sometimes that means totally changing our methods, okay? That the way we do things is going to look different. The way we do kids ministry is going to look different. The way we do youth ministry looks different, because we've got to figure out how to reach that next generation. We can do it. We absolutely can. We can be generous. We can be generous. If anything happens, and those of you who have gone through Dave Ramsey's course will understand this, financial peace, that the whole thing he's trying to get people to do is get them freed up so they can be generous. That's all. That's really one of the big secrets behind it. I realize everybody looks at it and says, oh, I'm going to have more money, isn't that great? Okay. But the whole goal is, how do I be generous with what I have? How do I be generous? And part of the direction you're going to see a real pivot in is, how do we be generous as a church? We're working on that. We're working on that. And I'm hoping this is a big weekend moment that you're going to see happen here in the future. You're going to see this. We can be generous. We're going to be generous to people. We're going to be generous to organizations that are doing the things that we believe are important, reaching the nuns, duns, and the undones. How are we going to do that? But we're going to find a way to do that. We can be generous. And we're going to see that God loves it when we're generous. That's what he is all about. We can steward our facilities better. One of the things that happens, okay, is that buildings, maybe you figured this out about your house, it just doesn't stay the same, does it? Things break down, okay? They just do, okay? They break down, they need maintenance, they need help. We would love it if things would just last forever, okay? If you'd build a building and never have to do anything to it, okay? But as you heard Rick talk this morning, he's already noticed areas where, hey, can we do this and I'll help out? And so we've already done that. And part of that we can't has been, boy, how do we get by? How do we scrape by at times with things? How do we get by when we know we should be doing some maintenance projects? We should be doing some things. And I'm just telling you, we can steward our facilities better, because these are a gift from God, okay? And God just doesn't intend that gift to sit here and rot, okay? And sit here and fall apart. He intends for us to do what is necessary to keep them going, to keep upkeep with them, and to steward them really, really well. And to make sure that we do that in a way that honors God, honors each other, honors the church and the buildings that he has given us. So here's my invitation to you. Join us in celebrating what God has done and moving forward to what God will do. Today's not an ending point. It's really a beginning. It's really this is amazing. What you need to know is why I talk about the goodness of God is that this whole project has God's handprints and fingerprints all over it. Now, it'd be one thing, we took pledge cards and we said, help us out. $20 a month. If every family could give $20 a month, we could see a difference being made. We probably could pay this off in a couple years. That's what we were thinking. And we're all sitting there as elders going, we hope so. This would be important. This would be great. The earliest we thought we'd have it paid off, okay, is 2021. So the end of this year, we thought if we did really, really good, if everybody pitched in, if everybody gave, we thought we could have it paid off by the end of this year. That was just our thinking, and we're just looking to go, anybody going to give? I don't know, okay? Anybody going to fill out any of these cards? We have no idea, okay? But we're just going to see what happens, because we know if we could, it would just open incredible possibilities, and it would open up brand new doors for us as a church. And so we tried, and you gave. And we had some really, we had some really great things happen, okay? Some of you just walked in and said, here's my stimulus check from the government. Yeah, I don't need this. I'm doing great. Put it towards the debts. Some of you had property that sold during the time, and you said, hey, this is how much I made off of it. Here's 10% of it. Put it towards the debt. We had all sorts of incredible things like that, with stimulus checks and properties and all sorts of different things. That's why we're celebrating today. You found creative ways to say, look at what God blessed me with. I wasn't expecting this. God's good. I am going to give the first 10% back to him, or in some cases, I'm giving everything back to him to see what he would do about. And we just watched this thing eat down. So when we started, we were about $35,000. When we started this thing, you kind of put out those cards and went, I don't know, do you think we're going to be able to do this? And then when we hit the new year, and that number was 14, you know, you guys probably did what I did, went, whoa, okay, that wasn't in the plan, okay, that wasn't expected. We far surpassed what we expected. And then it was just like, that just energized everybody so that we were done by the beginning of May and didn't even have to make a May payments because of that, right? Isn't that incredible? That's just absolutely amazing. So that's just a little bit of how everybody working together makes a difference, okay? Everybody working together makes a difference. Giving at times, I know, right? It's so challenging. We just kind of look and say, yeah, but you know how much I'm struggling. We want to help you financially. I'm hoping we see financial peace happen again here because it was so helpful to so many of you to be able to start giving and start giving consistently. Can I tell you, that's really one of the secrets. Just start doing it consistently. And if you do it consistently, it makes a huge difference. And that's really, you want to know one of the big differences? That was the big difference. Everybody took that. Well, 20 bucks a month, I can do that, right? I can handle that. And we had enough people say, I'll do it, and did it over and over and over again. And were consistent about it, that it made an incredible difference. So it's time to thrive, time to move forward. God has a lot of weekends in store for us, a lot of things we can accomplish, a lot of things we can see happen, and we're just going to rejoice in that today. So I'm going to pray. Worship team is going to come back up and lead us in a brand new song we have not sung as a church, but many of you may have heard before, and they're going to explain more about that. But let's just pray and ask God to just give us that we can attitude. Heavenly Father, you are so good. We're here today celebrating, not because we're good, but because you are good. Because you're good, you came and rescued us and saved us. But Jesus, because you laid down your life and rose again, it changed everything. And we celebrate your goodness and all that you have done for us. Please, Father, don't let us walk away congratulating ourselves, but may we walk away always celebrating you. Help us help all of us to have that we can attitude. I'm so energized by what Dave said. We are a big little church. You have done some big things. We've come today to celebrate those big things that you've done, and we look forward to the big things you will continue to do here. Father, give us the hope, the confidence we need to step forward. We know we have a great mission to lead people into a growing relationship with Christ. May we never get our eyes off that. May we constantly move forward into that. May we reach the next generation. May we be generous. May we reach our community. May we steward our facilities better. Help us to just gel together and work together in a we can attitude. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.